26th of June 2024, I'm Gary Waterman, a former police constable in the UK and a Christian and a victim of this international government fraud. We're going to talk about this document, which is in relation to a letter, a supposed letter by Albid Pike to Mazzini. Now, I was sent this a little while ago by somebody that I'm working with, but somebody else has also mentioned it. And I haven't verified or corroborated any of the information in this document, but I think it is becoming more and more relevant to everything that's going on at the moment. So I'm going to read it and just talk about some of the bits through this document as well. And it says, the Illuminati planned for three world wars, August 15th, 1871. The first thing to think for me to mention in relation to that is that Company's House was started in 1844, not long before this. And Company's House is very clearly the vessel for international fraud linked to child trafficking and many of the world's problems that we are now seeing going on. I'll read on. The following is a letter that speculation claimed that Albert Pike wrote to Mazzini in 1871 regarding a conspiracy involving three world wars that were planned in an attempt to take over the world. Now, everything that I've seen and the evidence that I presented suggests it's very clearly what they're doing is a plan to control everybody completely. Okay, it all appears to be a progressive move to full digital control, including digital currency and the removal of the ability for people to withhold their payments if they want to for any in relation to any criminal government and have the risk of their finances being frozen for doing so. That means the people are going to be forced to either pay towards a criminal process or risk not being able to survive. And everything appears to be setting up and towards that full control of the world. Reading on, the Pike letter to Mazzini was on display on the British in the British Museum Library in London in 1977. That's the year I was born. This letter has been claimed by many internet sites to reside in the British Library in London, which denies the letter exists. Mazzini is an Italian revolutionary leader of the mid-1800s, as well as the director of the Illuminati. Now, this is quite important because there are Italian connections. You'll see from my latest Hampstead child abuse inquiry, there are Italian directors that link to Italian companies. We've also got other research of mine that links to the Italian Chamber of Commerce, that links to the Portuguese Chamber of Commerce. And of course, this is where Madeleine McCann disappeared, and there's evidence around the fraud there. But also, I haven't specifically got the evidence, but many people are saying that the Vatican is key to a lot of this. Now, I know full well there's many church networks that have been set up as fraudulent entity companies, illegal entity companies, part of this fraudulent system. And we all know that throughout society, and obviously it's highlighted within the churches, that there has been child abuse cases. Now, the notorious address of Finchley Road, 788 to 790 Finchley Road, which was featured in the Ham and High article from 2019, even mentions connections to mafia, to dictators, to corrupt politicians, to international government fraud, and to defrauding the general public from the taxation system. And it even mentions specific directors, such as Barbara Cahan, within companies, and companies such as A1 Company Services, which features throughout my research. Now, reading on, Albert Pike, in brackets, historical Masonic figure, was a 33rd degree Freemason, occultist, grandmaster, and creator of the southern jurisdiction of the Masonic Scottish Rite Order. Now, you can see through my research that there is clear connections to the Freemasonic network, Freemasonic society, through this link to the fraud and to the child trafficking. Now, it mentions the Scottish Rite Order here. There's specific people at the moment that are heavily involved in government, the likes of Douglas Dougie Smith, who is Rishi Sunak's special advisor at the moment. He's been the special advisor for the last few prime ministers. According to research, he started up fever sex parties. He's been arrested for threats to kill. Nadine Dorries, who worked within government or with government, has said that he practices the dark arts. He's Scottish. Research shows that he was involved in the management of security for oil fields in the Middle East and COVID sites, and also airport, at least one airport in the Middle East area. Now, the Scottish connections are rather huge in relation to this. You have Scottish companies, the PPE scandal with Michelle Moan, who is Scottish, I believe, and links to the fraudulent entity and apparent corruption through government. And Michelle Moan links to Scottish companies as well, which links to the royal family. There's lots of royal family connections through to all of this. And you'll see from my evidence from Rishi Sunak that it links to the royal family quite significantly around the Russian intelligence agencies and the Russian-English Chamber of Commerce, fraud throughout, linking to child trafficking through monks off the islands of Wales. And I do suggest it's, you know, you go and look at this document, the Rishi Sunak document and videos that I've produced, and also through to directed energy weapons companies. So there is this huge connection through Scottish, Scotland and Freemasons. Reading on. The following are apparently extracts from the letter showing how three world wars have been planned for many generations. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making the country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agenteur, in brackets, agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. Now, this ties in with my evidence massively. I've already mentioned the Russian connections. That links to the intelligence agencies, MI6, and my company, also through to the directed energy weapon systems. But you've also got, if you look at my World Trade Center research, disaster research document, you have German companies that were set up before World War One. They set up educational establishments right around the world, media companies, book companies, and that links to Robert Maxwell. Okay, so therefore that labels the ability for the educational establishments and the media to be used to rewrite history and fit the narrative of this fraud and potentially what is happening in this document and the war, etc. It all ties in, and this document seems to support everything that I'm producing through the irrefutable evidence that everyone is now verifying and corroborating. So what does this mean? Well, I suspect that everything we're seeing is leading to the acceptance and everyone bringing in a one world order. And I suspect that the BRICS currency system, which is being used by Russia and China and some other companies, will be used right across the world. And that is a blockchain technology. Now, the evidence I have that BRICS is the digital currency system, to remove cash, I believe. But blockchain technology is linked to the child trafficking. I've got the evidence of this through Companies House. So we have the child trafficking connection through to this as well. We also have Ukraine. And the research through that shows that children are being captured from these conflicts. They're orphans from the wars. And they're being then taken into the child trafficking network for the sex trade, the slavery trade and trafficking and all sorts of sinister things, including what appears to be adrenochrome and the sacrificing of children. So this ties in with a lot of what we're seeing. And it also ties in with the evidence that suggests that the evidence research through the child trafficking also links to the Charles Darwin trust. So we have to therefore consider that the theory of evolution was created deliberately through this very sinister plan to confuse people, to turn them away from any faith outside of humanity, so that we would turn to these criminal governments for answers in their science, in their technology, to try and get us to basically turn away from any righteousness that may have been instilled within us in our moral conscience by our creator. Reading on. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. So we've just covered that. But that is clearly what is happening now. The One World Order, I believe the Western nations are deliberately allowing their corruption now to be exposed through the vaccine, through this fraud, through the child trafficking, for the people to be more accepting of a One World Order. But in fact, I believe they're all part of the same plan. And when you look at the World Economic Forum, I believe research shows, if I recall correctly, that Vladimir Putin was involved in the initial implementation of the World Economic Forum in the 1970s, I believe, by the Germans. And then he separated from that in the public eye. And I believe that was a deliberate separation to set this up for the BRICS currency system and the One World Order under that heading and that umbrella. Moving on, the Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would then be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. Now, we're seeing lots of things coming to a head at the moment. We've got the Gaza conflict, which is coming up. There are many Israeli companies linked through this fraud. I haven't highlighted them specifically. I am not anti-Semitic. I am not racist in any way, shape or form. I believe we were all given free will to believe what we want, to have our own opinions. All of that providing we are not victimizing anyone else in the process of doing it. Now, I believe our moral conscience, no matter what culture you are in or belief, I believe, and I think most people will believe, that our moral conscience in a rational state of mind of not treating others how we would not want to be treated is within us all. Okay, no matter what religion, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to be victimized. Nobody wants to be defrauded. Nobody wants to be abused, you know, in a rational state of mind. And therefore, nobody should be doing that to anybody else. It's clearly gone to the wayside for these individuals. Now, governments, they are clearly victimizing the majority of people through this crime and everything comes with it. Let's face it, if we all stuck to love thy neighbor, which is pretty much what I've just said, treat everybody else how you want to be treated in a rational state of mind, we wouldn't be having any of these problems, would we? But it's clear that these people are trying to muddy that, trying to confuse the people, to create dividing religions. And this is where I believe the likes of Tommy Robinson are coming in, and other people being allowed to be speaking out are creating a divide between religions. And of course, research suggests we have to consider that the World Trade Center disaster was a deliberate attempt by the UK and US governments, along with others, to create a fake war on terrorism to, I suspect, lead to the oil control in the Middle East, but also to the full digital control and the divide of nations and religious groups through that deceit and those lies in relation to that event. And we're seeing this now. We're seeing the divide through people such as Tommy Robinson. I've spoken to or seen messages from people from the Islamic religion, and they are seeing the divide. I'm a Christian and I'm seeing the divide. We all need to unite against this. Reading on. Sorry, just quickly. This is, of course, what the Gaza conflict is doing, isn't it? It's clearly a genocide. It's creating a huge divide between people. They are murdering innocent children and family, according to reports. It's being deliberately said to us through the mainstream media, who are corrupted by this. So this fits this plan as well, okay? The mainstream media go back to the same illegal entity companies, many of them to Jordans Limited, the same as my company, the London Law Agency, illegal entity companies. And, of course, you know, I liken the Gaza conflict to if you had a hostage situation where somebody had taken a child hostage, you don't come along and just murder the hostage and the child to resolve it, do you? But that appears to be what is happening. They're coming in the Gaza conflict and murdering the innocents and who they say are supposedly the terrorists in the Hamas regime. There's evidence now coming to light suggesting that the 7th of October attack was actually staged potentially to trigger this genocide, which would create this divide. Reading on, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Wow. There is no need for that. I believe the Lord is allowing, which in my, I mean, we all have our own beliefs and that's fine. I believe Jesus Christ and God is allowing this evidence to come to light to show us the lies and deceit to prevent this from happening, to prevent the complete destruction of humanity and this world as we know it through evil, evil means. We need to unite all religions, all backgrounds, even if you don't have a religion, we need to unite in our moral conscience given to us by our Creator against the real enemy, which is our governments and those that control them. A very small number of people on the scale of things. Reading on. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists, I believe that is, I might be saying that wrong, and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Listen to how evil and sinister this is. I mean it ties into my evidence, which is evil and sinister, linked to child abuse, child murder, deceit, very clearly linked to fraud against most people, lies, corruption, evil, pure evil, I believe. So we need to unite. This does not need to get any further. The history shows that there was an Luciferian, or suggests, shall we say, that there was a Luciferian occult system many centuries ago that started all of this, that appeared to be involved in the sacrificing of babies, which is what we are still seeing today, apparently, according to the research around the Hampstead Child Abuse Inquiry. Please go and look at the videos in relation to that. It's very clear we are seeing the almost the singularity point now of evil means coming to a head, which will very soon destroy humanity, I believe, or control humanity into this evil, sinister system. It does not need to happen. We need to unite all of us against this whilst we can. It's absolutely possible. I do not believe that the innocent children of this world who have not even had the ability and the opportunity to choose between righteousness or sin should be suffering. They can be saved. We have a duty to save them and turn this world around and bring heaven to earth. Or if you don't believe in heaven, whatever you do use to manifest a world of peace and unity and love and generosity and kindness and support. It's absolutely possible. Now, the rest of this document, I'm not going to read all of it. It goes into some of the background of Albert Pike. And I'm going to put this in my document file link. But there are some interesting points on here which I would like to read. And one of them is here in the middle of the screen here, talking about Albert Pike. It says he was the first reporter for the Arkansas Supreme Court. He wrote a book published anonymously titled The Arkansas Form Book, which was a guidebook for lawyers. Pike began to study law and was admitted to the bar in 1837, selling the Advocate of the same year. Now, this information is very important because the whole legal system appears to be corrupted by this fraud. There's barristers who have a legal entity companies through this fraudulent system. There's solicitors, there's judges. Many, many people associated with the legal process are part of this fraud. Crime, it's crime against the people. And look when this Pike became involved in this. 1837, 7 years before Companies House was created. 7 years. Reading, I'll let you read the rest of these bits, but there are some bits I'd like to mention down here. Now, just moving on, there's a bit on Freemasonry. I'm going to read this because Freemasonry, as I've said, links right throughout the fraud. It links closely to probably, well, there are links to my company. I know there's police connections. I was in the police. I was nothing to do with the Freemasons. Thank goodness I wasn't. Of course, there will be many innocent Freemasons, I'm sure, that have been brought into it under the guise of being a charitable network or charitable organisation. It's very clear that most of the charities are a front to this fraudulent criminal process. And it says here, Pike first joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. Okay, 4 years before Companies House was created. He next joined the Masonic Lodge, where he became extremely active in the affairs of the organisation. In 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite Southern Jurisdiction, Scotland, again. He remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the remainder of his life, a total of 32 years, devoting a large amount of his time to developing the rituals of order. Notably, he published a book called Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in 1871, of which there were several subsequent editions. This helped the order grow during the 19th century. He also researched and wrote the seminal treatise, Indo-Aryan Deities and Worship, as contained in the Rig Veda. In America, Pike is still considered an eminent and influential Freemason, primarily in the Scottish Rite Southern Jurisdiction. So I think the message in all of this, people, is whilst you can, turn away from this crime, this sin, and turn towards righteousness in your moral conscience. We've all drifted aside, whether it be from the small lie, leading to a bigger lie, leading to taking something, thinking nobody will know about it, going against what you know to be right. Now is the time we change this. We say no to this system of crime and this fraud. We say we will not comply to this system of fraud and crime until there is a safeguarded system in place so that we know we are not part of suffering to victims. A transparent taxation system, if necessary, at the source of payments, so we see where our money is being spent, so we know it's not victimizing children and innocents, to a system of accountability and liability where people running the world use their real details that are verified, their real company addresses that are verified, so they have accountability and liability if they are involved in criminal activity. A system which ensures that those in positions of authority cannot choose and make decisions for their own greed and corruption, or affiliated greed and corruption, where we ensure that there is an ability to withhold our taxes, our payments from things, if we want to use that as a peaceful form of protest to stop the suffering of innocents, where people can be safe, that the freehold that they are part of, or the real estate that they are part of, whether it's leasehold or freehold, is not being exploited. They are not being defrauded and exploited and corrupted by this system that is in place around real estate, so that we can be sure that there is no financial gain through the killing of innocents. We need to stand up to this now whilst we can. Anyone that does not do this is complicit to evil. This is very clear. I believe, you don't have to, I believe God is giving us this chance right now, to stop the suffering of innocents, or we become part of the problem. God bless you all.